I was asked by A Current Affair today to offer a comment on a case involving an angry Centrelink worker. The bloke is Daniel Starr, and he was fired in October following a number of offensive social media posts. He described some Centrelink clients as spastics and junkies online. The comments were made in internet forums, and he was fired. But then he challenged that decision, and the Fair Work Commission has ruled he should get his job back. The Fair Work Commission sided with the bloke who called Centrelink clients spastics and junkies. It decided Mr. Starr's dismissal was harsh and disproportionate to the gravity of his misconduct. They've ordered his reinstatement. Now, in the private sector, there's no way in the world this bloke would get his job back. Not one chance in the whole wide world would he get his job back. But here's the thing. I do have a degree of sympathy for Daniel Starr. Just hear me out. He didn't go on a rant on Facebook trying to draw attention to himself. He didn't set out to make his comments public. What he did was comment on internet forums, and those comments were extremely blunt. And I guess the lesson is, if you don't like your job, don't put it in writing. Tell a mate over a coffee or a beer, but don't express yourself about it online in writing. This guy didn't set out to draw attention to himself or his comments, but someone spotted them, reported them to Centrelink, and he was in trouble. The irony is, this bloke delivers a few home truths about Centrelink. This is some of what he had to say. Quote, "Try dealing with whinging junkies hour after hour, day after day. You would walk out after an hour. Every second certificate is for depression," he says. "Here's an idea. Get a job. Meet some people. Bingo, you won't be so depressed." And he goes on to say, "Less than 2 out of every 3 people on Newstart are actually actively seeking work. This is a massive, massive problem." So Daniel Starr should not have said anything about spastics and junkies, but some of his other comments may be worth listening to.